our top stories. Tropical cyclone Nathan has crossed over Elko Island in the top end. The Category 2 cyclone crossed the Northern Territory coast near the remote mining town of Nhulunbuy yesterday. Hundreds of people in the region have been taking shelter from gale force winds and torrential rain. Nathan is expected to intensify before turning southwest towards the coast later today. Federal Parliament pauses today to pay tribute to the former Prime Minister Malcolm Fraser. Normal business, including question time in both houses, will be suspended to allow condolence motions to be heard. Mr Fraser died late last week after a short illness. He was 84. The Coalition government looks set for a solid win at next Saturday's New South Wales state election. A Fairfax Ipsos poll has the government ahead of Labor 54% to 46% in the two-party preferred vote. Premier Mike Baird is well ahead of opposition leader Luke Foley as preferred premier. And homelessness groups have welcomed a new two-year funding agreement with the federal government. Social Services Minister Scott Morrison says the $230 million will target services for victims of family violence and homeless youths. And finally, Shia rebels have seized control of Yemen's third largest city, Taiz, including the airport. Residents have taken to the streets in protest. The United States has evacuated its staff from the country, and the UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting to discuss the worsening security situation.